at least in most interested, is that the ancient spirituality, the ancient spiritual belief and practices, what were they? And some wanted to use it as a church, more like, establishing it into some form of a church, so that it can be used amongst the group. So it is. It is not a bad idea, and it is not bad to wish to do that. But the thing is, how much do they have to know? How much shall our elders should help? How much should they tell? How much information do they give? Should they give only the things they think it's good? Or should they encourage to tell everything that they know? But most of the elders, as I said, I went to visit, they are very reluctant to speak about the subject because they didn't do it. They didn't use it. They didn't practice. Those who were born in 1900. And my age group, I was born in 1930 and 40 thereabouts. And by the time I grew up, I have never seen such thing. But I heard a lot of it in, like I say, in stories. And therefore, the stories that we have from our ancestors are our cultural history. And simply put, in the oral form, but not in the written form. And this oral history was good while the people were in the wilderness, while they were still practicing their survival activities on the land. But now they don't live there. Now we all the area of James Bay and Hudson Bay, we have moved into community for the last 30 years, gradually settled into community. And the practice that was there in the traditional land and the traditional activities and cultural establishments are not practiced anymore, let alone practice the spiritual belief and practices. So that's the truth. And that is the reason why it is a little bit too late to ask these questions, to try to apply them in our life, because we are not going to live that way anymore. Our young people grow up in a community setting, and also different lifestyle, and in different language, in a different culture, and only in the activities of the sports. That's the only place that our young people practice hunting, but not necessary trapping for survival or subsistence. This is the truth. Many young people that were born in the 1970s have not so many have actually lived a year round in the wilderness with their family. That is also fact. And now, beginning back to a little bit more about the past. When our ancestors lived in the wilderness and follow the pattern of seasonal movement, it was in that time that this spiritual belief and practice that was most valuable and most intimate related in the culture activities. It was necessary. It was necessary at least for a family, at least a member of the family, to acquire such qualified capabilities for protection. And as we said, one at least would have to have, to be able to have, to foresee the problem ahead, and one family must always have an elder who have a life experience living in the wilderness, who knew the weather, who knew the movement of the animals, who knew the movement of the fish and all the rest of the species that they use for food. And also an elder who knows the territory very well and knows exactly where the next section should be should the family go for continuous survival. And this goes around each year, a routine. And an elder who have done it is an expert. And an elder who have acquired traditional spiritual belief and practices included with this physical culture is totally independent person. And he automatically became a teacher. He is a master. He is a leader. Most of them in custom requires that we respect those kinds of elders.